Hello! Thank you for tuning in to the SDG Summaries! Today's topic of discussion, SDG number 2, Zero Hunger. On April 9th, 2013, the United Nations showcased the SDGs, which united people globally to fight to eradicate issues such as hunger. Today, we will be discussing the issues of world hunger. The people you will hear in today's discussion are Abby, Rachel, Jared, and myself, Lily. So, 795 million people in the world remain undernourished, meaning that they don't get enough nutrients in their body to support themselves. What can we do to change that? How can we make that number smaller? Abby here has something.
Okay, so first of all, who in this room has never wasted food? I know I've wasted food, and I'm pretty sure everybody else has wasted, like, some kind of food. So 1.3 billion pounds of food is wasted. So why can't we put the food that is being wasted into the mouths of the hungry? Like, that would just be, like, great, you know?
That would help. Yeah. This is a very good point. Thank you, Abby.
All right. So in Europe, there are 14.3 million people that aren't getting the food they need. And in the UK, in the UK, one in every five children live in an insecure food household. And Europe, pretty much all around, 27% of the children there live in poverty.
What's your opinion about it?
And that makes me wonder, why we need to look at how hunger is related to poverty, because they can't afford the food. And that just makes me think that there's something going on that just isn't working in their economy.
So there's more to it than we know. It's just the surface. There's more underneath the surface that we need to look at.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Cole, do you have anything to add?
In Latin America, 50% of children in Guatemala under 5 years of age are stunted. And 70% of the population in Guatemala are undernourished, which is the fourth highest in the world. I think that's pretty sad.
What do you think would affect that? It's the third one.
Poor harvest.
And lack of money.
Sounds
pretty good to me.
Mm-hmm. I think that's just the fact that most countries today have a lot of, especially young children who are suffering from hunger, is just heartbreaking, because there's a lot more that we could do about it, and I feel like we don't pay attention to it as much as we can. Like, because we don't realize that hunger, it can also affect other SDGs. Like, it can also affect the environment, and it can also affect poverty, and it could leave more people losing hope that they won't be up to the other people's, like, I don't want to say, like, standard, but they won't be up to the potential that they can live at. And I think that is very heartbreaking, because we could do so much more about it, and I feel like we don't do enough.
That is true, but also, I noticed that, like, in schools, at least here in the United States, we give out free food to kids that are below a certain level. If they don't have enough money, that they have certain equity, we give them free food for lunches, and sometimes even breakfast, depending on the tier of the school. So you have different levels of tiers because of the amount of kids in the certain economic levels of the money that they have. And I know at a school that my father worked at, he was a tier one. So they were getting government money in order to pay for food and for materials for these kids that actually don't have any of that at home. They have little to none of the resources that they are given at school. And The fact that at least we're trying to do that here is really good, and I think that what we need to do is broaden that. Take that to other countries to make sure that that could improve.
I've got something to add. With, like, as well as the food that's wasted, if, like, say it's, like, not edible anymore, we could maybe find a way to, instead of, like, giving them, like, food that could make them sick, like, the food that's gone bad, what we could do is use it for power at some point, hopefully, and then give them, like, at least some sort of shelter and help them rise out of poverty.
A lot of these kids, actually, and families have shelter. Like, they have, most of them are in trailers, or they're in really small little apartments. And so I think the main issue is just getting enough money to afford it, because either it's usually they have a choice between gas to get you to places and, like, get you to work and, like, to school and stuff, or food. And usually it's gas, because you need to get to work and be able to pay for everything, pay for your water bill, your electricity bill. And I feel like that is a big issue. Also, there's 23.3 million people in, like, sub-Saharan Africa who were undernourished in 2016, probably due to the lack of resources in order to farm and to get water, and, like, they're running out of water right now. And 160 million children in Africa are malnourished due to the fact that they aren't getting enough nutrients because they don't have the resources to get to farm the certain crops. And then also, which is kind of sad in Africa, is that 1 in 5 children won't reach the age of 5. That means 20% of their population, when they're born, are not going to make it. They're not going to actually have 20% of their population. Their population's slowly growing, but it's also, in a way, kind of decreasing, because every time a kid dies, you're losing part of your future. Not only that, but 75% out of the entire world, 75, that's over 50, that of the world's poorest countries, those are in Africa. So that makes me kind of want to think and realize that's probably where we need to put a lot of our resources. That's where it's being hit the hardest, where they don't have the resources, the food, the materials that they need in order to keep themselves up. Like, they're trying. They're trying really hard to make sure that they're staying strong and that they're helping themselves. But it's hard when you don't even have anything to start with.
And all these kids that are dying, who knows? Like, these kids could have been, like, for our future, could have done something great, and now
they could have been the next Einstein.
True.
Next Einstein could have found a cure for cancer, they could have done all kinds of things, and but were just never given the chance.
Now we won't ever know. And we're hoping that maybe we can figure out a way to change that. I think a big, solid way that we could change it is just go over there and help. We need more mission trips. We need to be able to get over there and help them get the resources and teach them.
See, I think it all starts in our community.
Exactly.
I think from working in our community, we can eventually go on mission trips like that.
Yeah, because, like, I know that people, I know we're doing food pantries and stuff, and I know that we're doing that, but sometimes I feel like we still kind of just lose track of it in our minds because we don't think about it daily. Like, oh, I wonder how many people are starving in other countries, which is heartbreaking to say because I feel like today, just at least maybe here in the U.S., we're too focused on ourselves and how we're doing not to think about how other people are affected in other countries. So when we waste food, I feel like if we're not going to have it, just save it and donate it to a pantry. Like, that could at least save some of it. Like, I feel like we could think about it at least a little bit more because I don't think we think about it enough.
I think not only that, but everyone's too used to it. They're too used to being, like, bored. Like, they're too used to having it around them and being, like, impacted by it. They're too used to having, like, people around you, and they're starving. We've gotten, like, numb to it. We're too blind to realize that this is an issue. And then not only that, but just recently there was a shooting at a school.
Mm-hmm.
And when the kids walked out, people noticed that they were kind of calm. Like, they didn't seem that affected of it, because that's become a norm. It's now normal for school shootings to happen, in the same way that it's normal for some kids and a lot of kids to starve. And I think we don't notice it because we're used to it, and we don't, like, take into consideration that it's actually happening, because kids these days aren't being taught enough about it. And then when it happens, there's, like, and they already know, like, a whole bunch about it because they're all on social media and stuff, but they don't think, wow, this could be, like, a big issue. And I think that's a big factor in it. We're not going to be able to change anything if our future is not going to try to help, too. We need the kids to get into it and realize this is a big issue and we need to stop this.
See, just I like kind of disagree. I think those people were very, very scared. I don't think that school shootings is a norm. I don't think it should be addressed as a norm. I think that those kids inside were scared as they could possibly be. They were scared for their lives.
And not necessarily,
like,
though.
Well, they can't... It's not like it's a norm for them, though. Like,
I mean, not every day someone comes into your school and starts shooting people.
Right.
Not every day 17 kids die because there's a crazy person trying to kill them.
Exactly. And just because it happens around the world, around the U.S. at least, that doesn't mean it's a norm for everyone else. Like, you can experience
what I'm saying is it associates. It's just the people are getting used to it. Because on average, there's about one school shooting per week. On average.
It's extremely sad.
And yeah. No, that's what they call a norm, and they have to figure out how to make that not a norm. They have to figure out a way to stop it, and that's what they were talking about. Last night, I was watching Fox News because of this. 17 people were dead so far.
Yeah.
And more are unaccounted for. More are in, like, severe condition.
So you're saying we shouldn't let this fact of people going hungry be a norm for us?
Exactly. We shouldn't be blind to it. We need to make it noticed to make sure that we can figure it out, that we need to, like, make it change. We need to change this and make it a better thing.
And, like, with all those people saying, like, oh, other people will take care of it, you have to realize that there's so many other people saying that someday there's going to be no one helping. I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait till it gets worse. If it gets worse, there's going to be no way to stop it.
Like, when does it stop?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
You need to realize that it's either you help now or it's just over. So, in the U.S. now, there's 133 billion pounds of food waste, which goes up to $161 billion in the U.S., and this is from 2010. Imagine what it is now. And then food insecurity with children, in the U.S., it's 8%. In Wisconsin, in all of Wisconsin, it's 20.4%, and here in Dane County, in Verona, in Fitchburg, and just all these, like, towns, cities, villages, right here, it's 17.5%. There's also 15.6 million households that have experienced food insecurities in 2016. That's only 2 years ago. So now you have to think, is this just going to keep happening? Is this going to keep growing because people are so ignorant? We have to do something.
That is true. That's a very good fact. Thank you, Jared.
All of these statistics reveal too many people across the world still suffer from hunger. Globally, hunger affects the development of the people and the social communities they live in. If we all work together to solve the issue of hunger in our local community, the work we put in will hopefully spread worldwide. Thank you for tuning into today's episode, and we hope to have you listening in to the next episode. Yeah.